the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Continuous improvement is the idea behind education and lifelong learning. With this in mind, the College of Education at Missouri State University teamed up with 19 regional school districts to form the Ozarks Educational Research Initiative. I'm Nikki Donaldson, and today my guest is Dr. Tamara Arthaud, Department Head of Counseling, Leadership, and Special Education. She is here to share the great work of the OERI.
The Ozarks Educational Research Initiative, OERI, began in 2008, I believe. This is an initiative that began because school districts and the university were looking for a way to collaborate on finding research-based answers to questions that would help school districts do a better job or more effective job of decision-making. And so connecting the districts with researchers at the university just seemed like a perfect opportunity to help them answer questions for their school board and their educational leadership teams.
The Ozarks Educational Research Initiative is a means for providing a collaborative network of educational researchers and educators in Southwest Missouri. The research generates new knowledge, improves educational practices, and develops new learning for all parties. Arthaud explains.
The first study they did involved investigation of leadership skills or the leadership within a school and the climate of the school itself, the implications of that upon the achievement or the social considerations of the children. So they really looked at leadership qualities, leadership skills, the overall climate of the buildings or the districts, and studied the impact of that upon academic achievement. Since then, we have done a two-year study on special education issues. We looked at middle school children, the issues of reading and language arts, and we looked for best practices that would help make academic gains and actually measurable gains in the general achievement testing that they were doing. The current research project began 2 years ago looking at one-to-one technology. School districts in the area were interested in how to enhance the technology in the classroom and actually have one child to one technological device in every classroom if possible. So they look at a variety of ways to do that, but some use iPads, some use handheld phones, some school districts, the children bring their own, some the other districts provide the devices. But in all cases, they're looking at ways to have every child in a classroom or in the district even have the technology, and then how to use that to better provide academic results to the children.
Participating districts include Springfield Public Schools, Greenwood Lab School, others extending as far away as Joplin, Branson, West Plains, Marshfield, Reed Springs, and Hollister. Collaboration like this in educational research provides benefits like developing educational policies, improvements, and changes in educational theory, facilitating dialogue, and so much more.
The first 2 years, they actually looked at more infrastructure, funding, how to actually get the buildings outfitted for the technology. And some districts actually are up and running as one-to-one technology districts. Others are now using that information to provide the guidelines that they need for their districts in order to move forward. The current study then branches off on that. So the current study is looking at the academic implications. We're going more into curriculum now. What would be the academic benefits? What would be the social benefits? And how best to design instruction with one-to-one tech?
For more information, visit education.missouristate.edu/clse/oeri.htm. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.